Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Be Freed, and I am your host, Reverend Ed Broderick. And today we are going to talk about the prophetic. Yes, not the pathetic, but the prophetic. What is it? How does it happen? And how does it apply to you? Now, I'm going to start doing this on Tuesdays just to see how the response is. But I'm going to offer people an opportunity to call in. 914-205-5354. That's 914-205-5354. And I'll pray a blessing for you. And then we will see how the supernatural gift operates. It's amazing. And God is paranormal. See, now last was a Sunday, I did a teaching on the essence of blood, right? We talked about the blood is the life. But we were actually, in essence, talking about the fact that the life force of one becomes part of another. And God initiated that because he was showing that he was restoring the union of mankind with himself, the only creation that is actually designed to be perfectly one with God. Now think about it. If you were one with God, if you truly believed, how you believe always dictates how you behave, my friends. So how you believe will determine how your reality is going to be around you. And just look at your life right now. Your life is the sum total of the thoughts you've been thinking and what has been coming out of your mouth. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he, Solomon said. So anyway, back to what I was saying. That union is brought about by God's own essence, God's own spirit. We call him the Holy Spirit. And then the supernatural manifestations of that relationship start to manifest. One of which is the gift of prophecy. What is that? It is the supernatural enablement that God gives to a particular person to know the heart of God for any given situation, for a person, a nation, or anything. But it's always people. God is interested in people and restoring people into union with himself so that you could become the very person you were created initially. So the particular giftings that Father has given me, God has given me, is the ability to read people in that particular way. You may say, well, wait a minute, then aren't you a psychic? No, that's a difference. There's a difference there. Psychic, psyche, means soul, your mind, will, and emotions. So psychics get their supernatural ability from their soul by connecting to spirit. And so they are ministering out of that, or they're working out of that to help people. I myself am not. I'm dealing directly out of my spirit, which is one with the Holy Spirit. Does that make me superior than everybody? No. It just means that's how things are. So if you ever wanted to take a look and see how that gift operates, I want to advertise at this moment my delightful friend, Chris Korda. She has an amazing show called Through the Darkness. And so she has been doing the show for a little bit. She did like 2 or 3 shows this summer or starting in June. And I was her co-host. Amazing things happened as a result of that. We had our own conversation. People would call in, and then I would know things. It was amazing. And then I was able to bless them and give them a sense of revelation through scripture. Sometimes it was script. Well, it's all basically through scripture. but it was the right scripture for the right time. And as a result of that, sometimes God would reveal details about a person's life. This is meant to be a sign to let people know, hey, I'm here. You think he's way off in some high mountain waiting, and then when you make a mistake, he zaps you. Oh, please, not even close. 13 talks about the love chapter. 1 John 4 says that God is love. So if you put those two together, you realize God is loving. So I, like I said, I put it out there for people to call me. 914-205-5354. I'm not only dealing and helping people in that way, but if you seriously have a spiritual problem, well, I'm also an exorcist. So I guess you could say I am a prophetic exorcist. Well, what is an exorcist at heart? One who removes evil spirits from a place. So the term exorcismus or exorcist came from the later part of the early church, around the 1500s. And that was at the time when Christianity's expression was Catholicism. And so that term exorcist came from, actually, exorcismus from the Latin means sorcerer. And a sorcerer is one who manipulates or controls spirits. So that's where they came up with the word exorcist. They blessed, of course, one who can control spirits. And so I'm going to give you, today is testimony day. I'm going to tell you testimonies on both sides, how the prophetic gift operated and how this exorcismus operates, the power to remove evil spirits. Those are signs that are given to the people of God so that when they declare the presence of God, the heart of God, the gospel, these signs will confirm it. What is the gospel? In essence, my friends, the gospel, which I was talking about, the blood, is all about the fact that God came down in human form and resolved our issue of separation from himself. He's like, I will take this upon myself and I will fix my people. I will heal my people. And people don't even realize that. You know, they complain, God, where are you? But they don't realize God has already done it. See, we live in a world that is ignorant of what God has already done to set it free. And when you have a whole mass of people together and they agree on a particular thing, it will surely happen. You know, the prophetic, ability to influence the world around you is a beautiful gift that God gave to humanity. And we call it faith. That's when we take what revelation God gives to us, we believe it, and then what was invisible gets manifested through us and becomes visible on the screen of life. And so prophecy is declaring what is the will of God in that situation. In essence, you and God are making things happen. And so does God want evil to be ruling and reigning in someone's body? No. Because God is love. God is life. And so we have the legal authority to enforce what Father has done to set souls freed. Amazing. Amazing love. Just like the scripture says, amazing love, how can it be? Okay, let's share a testimony. So I'll share a miracle testimony. Those people in my congregation know this one, but it's a true story. You see, I believe in the law of attraction. I believe in visualization to manifestation. I do. but I don't, but I see it in its true form as a beautiful gift from heaven. And so what had happened was, Father God was showing me years ago that he wanted me to start putting this into practice. He started showing me things like what I see in my heart. Listen to me, my friends. What you see in your heart is what you will be. Think about it. If you change the image inside your heart of who you are, your self-image, you will grow accordingly. If you don't, you'll be stunted where you are at. And that will, just as the scripture says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So, amazing. The testimony was that I was like, okay, I want to see if this really worked. And so I was like, okay, I want to see I wanted to see peacock feathers. And I was like, okay, let's see it. So in my mind, I saw a full span of peacock feathers, and I believed that I could see them. I believed because I knew that I was being led by the Holy Spirit, by God. And sure enough, the next day, I saw a span of peacock feathers. Didn't tell anyone. It was like a coincidence. Anyway, so that was one. Then I said, okay, if I could see it, I want to eat it. And so I visualized the second thing, and that was a gingerbread cookie. And I was so grateful for it. Not those little ones either. I was like, so I started visualizing that. And wasn't long. And I was, here's the thing. When you see what you want, put your emotion into it of gratitude. And then watch what happens. So important when you do that. Prayer is powerful. But like attracts like. Like attracts like, my friends, because if you are not with God and you are still in darkness, and you'll know that you are because you're just not. Well, then the more you apply it, the more you attract darkness to you. That is why it's so important to be restored to a connection with the Creator. Okay. All right. So, moving on, the third thing was if I could eat it, I could spend it. And sure enough, anyway, yeah, so that's all you had to do. So I did. I wanted $20. And so how I did it was I saw a 10 and 2 5s. That's all. I didn't want a $20 bill because I figured that would be easy, but when it's specific, then I knew. And my mom was going through my grandmother's stuff to throw stuff away for my grandmother, who was almost 100. And she came across, you remember those old AAA envelopes, traveler's checks? Well, anyway, there was a traveler's check for $20. How you like that? Then, the first person they thought was me. Went to the bank, but unfortunately they didn't have the money that she wanted. And guess what happened? She got 2 5s and a 10. I knew it. What was that? Was that some form of sorcery or some form of magic? No. It was a loving cooperation that Father loves to have with his children. I want to teach you the spiritual principles that are within the scripture without all of the religious hullabaloo, okay? Without all the religious trippings and these endowments. When you put them into practice, you will see results. That's why I had to start by teaching you about blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no removal of sin or karma. The judgment has already been done and has already passed. That's what I'm saying. It's already passed, my friends. So you're either on your in or you're out. But if you're out, that's okay. You can step in. There's nothing, there's no more. The time is up. There's no more that we can do to earn the blessing of God, but to just receive it as a gift. As if somebody gave you a check full of the money that you needed to pay your debt off. Not only your debts, but any debt you would have in the future, plus your rent and anything else. Basically making you independently wealthy. I signed the check. How much good is it doing you? Nothing until you grab it and you receive it. Because you have free will. But oh my gosh, once you enter into this relationship with the Eternal One, with the I Am that I Am, your life will become challenging. But you will soar to such great heights as you have never seen. And you will see things and know things you never thought were possible. And I'm just a guy who has already been there, experienced it, and I want you guys to enjoy it too. But on Tuesdays, which is today, I'm going to dedicate Tuesdays to, on Blog Talk anyway, to talking to you to see if I can bless you. That's it. I want to bless you and that's it. So I want to do is bless you, say hi, speak into your life. Because when I do that by faith and you come in agreement with that, what's being said will come to pass. That is another miracle. That is another supernatural law that is out there. There's a law that's out there that says that when you pray, you believe that you've asked for, you shall have it. He promised that. God never changes, by the way. Never. Now you've triggered that. That's why a lot of people receive the things that they are, making requests for. Oh, yeah, I've done that. And I didn't doubt, and it happened. Of course it did. But what does it profit a man? They should gain the whole world, but lose his own soul. So if you could, if you can have an amazing manifestations, I know some people that are amazing manifestors, but I don't know if they have a relationship with God or not. And I do not condemn people either. It's not my business. I don't judge people. I'm just shining a light wherever it goes, and whoever wants it can have it. And those of you who know me, know about the gift that I have. And it sounds like I'm bragging, but I'm not. No, not at all, because it's not me at all. Not in the least. The other day, I was ministering to a woman. And out of the blue, as I prayed for her, I mentioned her child. There's no way that that was a secret she had kept to herself. And yet right there was out in the open. Why? Because God was letting her know that he knew and wanted to heal her. Yet that whole situation was sinful. Well, he already dealt with that. Just like when Jesus, the Holy One, the Pure One, was across from this woman who was caught in the very act of having sex outside of marriage. In the very act, probably the religious leaders grabbed her and brought her before Jesus so they could somehow trap the all-wise one. So he said, okay. The guy said, the law of Moses says we should kill her. He said, okay, let he who is without sin be the one to cast the stone. Now, see, he was operating as a man. Though he was God, he was set his God powers aside, I guess you could say. And he was functioning under the supernatural gifts. And so he knew the right thing to say at that moment. And that right thing brought such heartbrokenness to everyone that they dropped their stones and walked away. And there was only this lady. Now, he was the only one that was worthy to judge because he was the only one that was pure and holy. And he looked at her and he said, "Where are those people who condemn you?" "Nowhere. Neither do I. I don't condemn you either." See how he spoke into her life? That's the beauty. That's the beauty of, see, he taught us how to do that. How to just yield to the Spirit of God, to his love. And so, I have seen that so many times. My friend Mike, he's like my right hand. I've actually been training him to assist me in the different work that I've done. He has helped me in many cases with people who had been possessed. And we even had a case up in Jamaica that was, well, not up in Jamaica, it was up in Boston, but it was a bunch of Jamaicans. But one time I was on a fast and he wanted to go to this restaurant. He didn't wanted to take me. So it was me, him, and his cousin. And we went to this restaurant. Now I've been fasting, minding my own business, and was sitting there having a meal. The waitress comes over and it was like, bing. It happens like that sometimes. It's like, it's not me initiating it, but I looked over the, it was like I was looking over the fence and I saw her life. And it brought such comfort to her to know that God knew her problem, knew what was going on, and loved her so much. She felt that. And she was moved to tears, and so she excused herself. And before we knew it, we were praying for the kitchen staff. But that's it. That's what it's all about. It's about love, my friends. God so loved the world that he resolved your separation from God issue. And that is how I'm going to be. I'm just going to keep talking that. But all are welcome to call me at 914-205-5354. Amazing. It's just so beautiful how God, in his infinite wisdom and love, is just reaching out and just saying, "Hey, I'm here." And so that was one situation. Then there was another, many times, but there's another story where Jesus was going to a particular place. And he was he met this woman. People wouldn't walk into. It was a place where Jews usually walk around this particular town, but he just moved this part of the country. He just walked through and he's there, and this woman is getting some water. Now, she was doing it in the middle of the daytime in the heat. That must mean she must have been an outcast. She comes in, she gets the water. He says, "Hey, give me some water." And she said, "Okay," so she's getting the water. And he said, "Well, if you knew who I was, you would ask me for water that is alive." See, spirit is like water. And he's like, "I can give you that. I can give you this living water if you want it." And then he started telling her about her life. He says, "Go home, tell your husband that I'm here." And she goes, "Well, I don't have a husband." He said, "You answered correctly. The man that you're with is not your husband, and you've had 7 husbands." Now, I'm sure there were other details that were mentioned, but the fact he knew it, not because he was God and was all-knowing. That's the mystery of, that is the secret things of God. Jesus was fully human, And, you know, people argue all the time, well, yeah, well, Jesus was fully God, fully man. Yes, he was. Of course he was. He was a man, yes. But he was also fully divine in essence, but he did not exercise his rightful powers. He did everything as a man because he had to, in order to do the covenant, the blood pact, which I talked about on Sunday, so that he could fulfill it as a man and overcome our karma, our sin. Wow. And then he said, to all who believe, I will give them gifts. So he did. And of course, Satan, those of you who have had issues of demons in your house and has been possessed, you know the devil is real. He has his imitations to bring confusion. But the way you can tell is the fact that it's done in love. Do you feel loved? Do you feel like you're being brought closer to God? Then that's what it is. That's what it's all about. Hallelujah. I mean, I say hallelujah, but yeah. My gosh, so good. 914-205-5354. Yep, you gave me a call. See, here's what I've seen. Whether people give me a call today or not, that's okay. I'll tell you why. I've already seen how this is going to go. So I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing, planting the seeds, being faithful to the vision. But there is going to be a time when you watch. I'm saying it now. I will be having calls throughout the show. So, but my job now is just to bring words of comfort. There is somebody right now that's listening. And a woman. You just kind of found this by accident. And I can tell you, you have shame. Shame because of a decision that you had made that was your family would have definitely reacted strongly against that. And you have not shared it with them. But God knows. And I am telling you, he loves you and forgives you. And he already, Jesus already took the judgment for you. But you need to receive what I'm saying. You don't have to. You're free to go. But you can, listen, you can be as encouraged all you want. And for a while, it'll be okay. But then it'll wear off and that guilt will eat you alive. But today, it can break. Today it can break off of you. And today, you can believe in Jesus, who did all this for you, who took away your sin. In Colossians, well, which brings me to a good point. I said I would give you a testimony about me doing the exorcism thing. This is the premise by which I do all of my work. It's in Mark 16, and also it's in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. It talks about how when Jesus was on that cross, he removed everything that would be a judgment against us, everything. He removed it out of our way and took it upon himself. He became a curse for us, so that way we would never be cursed by anyone, anything, including the judgment of God. All taken care of. And when he did that, he disarmed all of the spiritual forces of evil, from the devil all the way down, disarmed them. That's the big secret. And that's why that message cannot be tolerated. But I'm telling you, so that way you can escape the guilt. Because as long as you carry that, my friend, it is going to bury you. and taking drugs will soothe you for a little while and give you a temporary reprieve, but then it'll just be spackle placed on top of cement, placed on top of cement, and you'll be buried. Release that to a loving God. Return to Him. Tell Him, forgive me. I know that I've messed up. I believe that Jesus took my place. I agree with that. Jesus is my sacrifice. Jesus loved me enough to be judged for me. And I believe that He was raised from the dead to prove that the sin is gone. Thank you. I believe that Jesus is Lord. And I invite Him into my life. Something like that, my friend. And then you watch. You can walk away guilt-free. All right, so I don't know who you were, but I know that I said everything I needed to say. You know, it's fascinating. This gift is amazing. So, I wanted to say hello to my friend Gayleen. Thank you for your support. All right, so there was a case that I was called to, and I know I covered it. The Jimmy Bones case. This case was in Providence, and this wonderful woman, we'll call her Nancy, she had this beautiful home that she was going to give to her little girl who was pregnant, but she had a problem. It was a nice home, but the contractors refused to work on the house. Why? Because they kept on seeing an old lady walking through the house. And so when the contractors would say, excuse me, ma'am, you're not supposed to be here, and the lady would turn around and she would have no eyes, and then she would fade away. These guys were like, no, we're not going to deal with this house. No, we're not. Now, she was at the end of her rope. And one of my, two of my amazing friends, they are twin brothers. They were part of Ghost Hunters, and they do amazing things now. And one of them is Duo Demonology with another very good person. You should check him out, James Anito. Good show. Anyway, Carl, one of the twin brothers, said to me, asked me if I could help out on this case. So I went and I interviewed the woman, and she told me what was going on. And I said, sure, I can bless the place for you if you like. And I said, and it will be cleaned up. Now, there was a team there, a paranormal team. And yes, I do work with paranormal teams. Absolutely. That's why it said, if you have a shadow person problem, if you have any kind of supernatural situation going on in your life, feel free to call me. And we'll talk about it. Okay? That's what I'm here for. That's what this Blog Talk Radio is all about. It is about pointing you back to a relationship with God, but it's also taking the amazing, beautiful gifts that God has and using it to help you. Okay? So, I'm telling you, it won't be long now. All right. So, this lady said, but she wanted it kept quiet. She's like, listen, I don't want a lot of this stuff going all around. Could you just do it discreetly? I said, of course, you got the confessional seal. I can't anyway, once you've told me something. So I started from the top of the house, and I was getting ready to bless the house. But I had told the team, go do your thing first, get your readings or whatever, because when I get done, there won't be anything. They're like, oh, okay. So they did their thing, and I blessed them too, because if this is a malevolent spirit, they will try to attach themselves and bring destruction to anyone who tries to step in their way. That's their nature. That's the nature of who they are. Anyway. So what was I saying? Yeah, so what happened was, it was amazing. These people were needing help. They wanted it discreet. And I said, sure. So I started from the top of the house. And as I'm getting ready to do the blessing, all of a sudden, I hear the screaming. Ah! As soon as I uttered the holy name, the covenant name, because now I'm bringing the power of a blood covenant with the Creator. So now the blast of divine presence has arrived. And something dark and wicked started manifesting. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And it was a childlike voice. I go down. And there was a woman who just happened to visit Nancy for tea. Would you believe that? A friend that had been a friend of Nancy's for years decided that that would be the day she'd drop by for tea. Nothing happens by accident, and you'll see why. Okay? Synchronicity? Sure. The hand of God? You bet. So as I'm busy blessing the house, releasing supernatural divine power, the love of God, darkness started manifesting. I see this woman. I command it to be quiet and to come out. Stripped away all of the different kinds of prayers and invoking the name of saints and angels and all, none of which of that ritual, the Roman ritual which I'm referring to, none of it can you find in context in Scripture. Yeah, you have scriptures here and there, bits and pieces, sure, but you never saw Jesus do this kind of thing, and you never saw the apostles do this kind of thing. Not at all. So I'm going to go with the way the Bible does it, not some religious tradition. Now, I'm only talking about the tradition. I am not against Catholics, okay? I am against religious tradition that has no foundation in Holy Scripture. Okay. So, the actual removal of evil spirits is in Scripture, and the way to do it is there as well, and that's what I followed. I followed that principle. And so as I prayed for this woman, I was like, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be quiet and come out of her. And she shook, and she passed out, but we caught her, and she sat down, and we gave her some water. Now, Nancy is stunned. She's never seen anything like that before. Absolutely real, because she knows her friend would not be able to fix such a thing. And so now she's confronted with the reality of God. That's what signs are for, my friends. As a proof, I'm here. And the reality of the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom? A kingdom is the reign of God, or the rule of God. And the kingdom had come to that woman's house. So while that's going on, she's drinking water. I took a break from doing the blessing because Nancy had a bunch of questions, clearly, right? And I explained that these were actually in Scripture. And I explained how in Mark 16 it says that anyone who truly believed in Christ as Lord was given authority to drive out evil spirits just as he had. And I showed it. There it is. So she could see that literally the principles are true. And they are still as real, as true now as they were then. The principles that release miracles are still as vibrant and alive today as it was back during that time. And that convinced her. And I prayed with her. And she received that free gift of peace with God. All because of the fact that she saw her friend. Now, we went on, and I continued blessing the house after the break was over. And so everything was done. We were putting everything away. And the woman, again, we'll call her Philomena, Nancy's friend, started getting cold. And I knew what that meant. The spirit is well, I don't know how you call it, but that's the spirit takes the energy out of the atmosphere. And so it sucks the energy right out of the atmosphere. Would you believe that? Or out of the person, which causes them to be tired, which causes them to, you know, get cold. And so the spirit was literally a parasite, and it was absorbing the energy from this woman, and it manifested, and it also was protesting. It was like, no, I don't want to go. And so I was like, nope, you got to go in the name of Jesus. But I forbade it to manifest. And that's, oh, that's beautiful. Because when you're in covenant with somebody, everything that belongs to one belongs to the other. And so the absolute authority of Christ belongs to his people. So therefore, we could forbid any of those manifestations, whatever they be, knockings, causing things to fly around. All of that can be stopped. And that is what happened. All that can be stopped. Beautiful. So I did, and commanded it to come out, and then finally. But that was interesting. You see, some people were there also that were part of the team that witnessed it, and God did that on purpose so that they also could see the love of God and they wanted it. The goodness of God, my friends, that causes people to change their mind about God. It's the goodness of him, not his judgments, not condemnation and shame. That's religion. That's organized traditionalism. That's why the show is called Be Freed. Because I'm declaring to you, be freed. And so whether I'm calling people and you will witness the gift of manifestation, who knows what you'll say. I know that whatever project I begin under the, you know, the guidance of divine wisdom, amazing things happen. So even with this, it's a matter of time. Okay, so I wanted to share that testimony. Now, here is, I guess you could say, a follow-up story. I always do about a two-week follow-up on people that I minister to. Excuse me, I had to drink some coffee. 2 weeks. That way, they get a chance to breathe the free air and enjoy their new life. So, I come back 2 weeks later. And Nancy says, I hope you don't mind, but Philomena wanted to be here also. I said, sure. So I said, hey, Philomena, how are you doing? She goes, thank you so much for praying for me. I didn't even realize I had them in me. I said, well, sometimes they like to hide. She says, well, what you don't know is my dad in San Miguel was involved in the occult and a form of witchcraft, and needed to be blessed by a priest. So that kind of stuff, it's called a generational curse. It does go from generation to generation, my friends. Absolutely it does, so you got to watch out for that. And then she said that there were some ailments that the doctors could not heal, but that after that, she was healed of those things as well. And see, that is the life that God has for people. A life of joy, a life of peace, a life of victory. Does that mean your life is going to be a bowl full of cherries and nothing ever is going to go wrong for you? Not at all. It means that you don't have to be alone when you go through those things in life. And that you have now a resource vastly more powerful than you could possibly imagine. I'm blown away with the life that I possess. And it's me. And I am blown away. And I'm just so pleased and so grateful to the Creator for doing all that He's done for me. And I'm so grateful. Now, that's one story, and that's Jesus said that anyone who can cast out an evil spirit, that's considered a miracle. But just because one can seemingly do it doesn't mean one actually has the permission to do so. Let me explain. There was a seven sons of a Jewish exorcist, probably a shaman type practice within Judaism at the time. And so these seven sons witnessed the get out. They were amazed because they heard him say Jesus' name. Now, they weren't thinking covenant. They were only thinking, ooh, the power of a name of a spirit more powerful than any of the demons or any of the spirits that they knew of. Because in their mind, exorcism is done this way, which is prevalent in the world today. Someone has spirits in them or with them, called guides or whatever, that are very powerful. And then you come across somebody who's afflicted by a spirit, an evil spirit, a lesser one. So the bigger one removes the lesser one, and boom, an exorcism has been done. That's the mindset of these seven sons. They think that's what's going on with the Apostle Paul. But instead, they don't realize that the Apostle Paul was in a holy blood covenant with the God-man, Jesus. So therefore, he had divine power and God himself, or permission to exercise divine power, execute the will of God. He had permission to do that. And that's why he was able to do it. Now, these guys were like, oh, cool. So I got this name of a vastly superior spirit, because they knew he was crucified. Jesus was. So they found this guy who the reputation said was the worst demon-possessed person. And where was he? He's chained to a wall. But he manages to break free. And they say, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, come out. And the demon stops and he says, reminds me of an episode of Supernatural. Those of you who watch that show know what I'm talking about. You know, Crowley. The demon says, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I have heard of, but who are you? And this one man, endowed with the supernatural power from darkness, literally wounded the seven sons of this Jewish exorcist and sent them packing, stripped. Yep. And there was a case not that long ago where this guy tried to cast out a demon out of his friend, this woman, and now he is getting the you-know-what beaten out of him. Why? Because, hey, you know what? The one thing about Blog Talk is I can be blunt. And I love you guys, and so I'm going to be blunt, but with kindness. Arrogance does not cast out arrogance. Because something greater must remove these evil spirits. And that, of course, that strong man is Jesus. And that's why I also counsel those of you who are listening to me who maybe have had been blessed and you feel like that spirit has been broken off of you. I will say this. Be sure to fill it. Fill yourself with God. Run to the feet of Jesus and trust him that he took care of your sin at the cross. And receive him. Then you will be protected and shielded by God himself by a holy covenant that can never be broken. See, covenant, it works because, again, God has no enemies. God is almighty, all-powerful, and ever-present. People think that the God and the devil are in equal terms. No, they're not. There's just light. There's just love. And there's shadow, which will eventually be done away. All for free. I mean, one time I was at the beach with some friends, some members of my congregation, but we were friends and we're hanging out at this really great beach, Horseneck Beach. Those of you who know the East Coast know that beach. Anyway, great time, but those little no-see-em bugs were biting and it was annoying. And how can I enjoy a good fish steak or good steak with my ankles being devoured by parasitic insects? Well, it just so happens that under the old covenant, God promised protection from pestilence. Well, the new covenant, being vastly superior than the old covenant, also includes the promises of the old covenant. So, I was like, Father, according to your holy covenant alone, I agree with my friends here who are also part of the covenant that you would please protect us from these no-see-ums. Thank you. In Jesus' name, or under the power turning of Jesus. Amen. No-see-ums, go away. You can do that. So anyway, what happened? Well, we're busy yip-yap and getting ready to eat. I am ready to eat because I'm hungry. And a friend notices, hey, what's that down the beach? And it looked like this little fog was rolling. It was a cloud of dragonflies, and they came in. Now, this one guy, Tony's looking at this whole thing, and he's like, oh, my gosh, I've never seen this. And he used to stay at the beach for years, never saw anything like it. And they were surrounding our camp without being in our camp. We had a great time. They were settled in the bushes, these dragonflies, doing the thing, whatever it was. We ate, and then I blessed Big Tony's motorcycle like he asked me to, and I left. And I get a phone call from Big Tony's girlfriend, and Big Tony noticed that after we left, or after I left, there were no more dragonflies. When we broke up, I left, the dragonflies went away. And it occurred to me that the feast of the dragonflies was the no-see-em bugs. So apparently we were enjoying a big feast with the wild kingdom. But that is what I'm talking about. So this is it. This is what we are going to do. And I promise that as time goes on, these shows will be more and more interesting. I'm kind of getting my wings all out there, you know. Learned about the sound effects over here. So I'm grateful for that. So you're going to hear some tracks that are going to help enhance the show. If you have any suggestions at all, feel free to text me or call me. Let me know, hey, this is what you can do to really make the show better. Because this show is for you. This show is to help you. I think I'm going to release a divine blessing. It's a blessing upon you. So when you are listening to the show and you've listened to the whole hour, that's good. Then the blessing will be awesome. And this blessing I'm going to release on you is to release you from evil spirits. And if you believe and agree with me in prayer that it's done, you're going to notice a big difference. Okay? Now, let's see. Do I have enough time for another testimony? Yes, I do. Okay, so people have been asking me this question. And here's a question right here. What is the most basic prayer that I can pray that will get results? Okay, so this person is asking, what kind of prayer can I pray? That do I have to pray these fancy prayers, or can I just be basic? All right, how do I pray? That's a good question. prayer, my friend, is so simple. Prayer is talking to your Creator. But see, God is not satisfied to just forgive you. He adopted you as well. And He made you His offspring, literally. So you're not just the creation of God. You are also the very children of God through what Jesus did. Isn't it how children are born? Through blood? There you go. So are we. And as children of God, we can talk directly to the Father using Jesus' name like a power of attorney. Because Jesus is not here anymore. He's in heaven. And so we're still doing what the work that Jesus left over for us to do. So we can ask for things. God does not mind you having things. Let me just get that clear. He has no problems you having things. He has a problem with things having you. The basic prayer is called the prayer of faith. That is when you pray, and I mentioned a little bit earlier what it was, believe that you've already received it. And you will have it. You will possess it. Believe that you have already received the thing that you've asked for, and it will be granted unto you. So, all right. Well, I need, when I first started out, I was working security and was not making enough money to feed my family, and I was upset. But I did understand a little bit about the blood covenant, so I was in prayer and said, Father, you promised in your word, and I brought the very promise of a blood covenant promise, and I brought it to God. And all the promises that God makes, He already says yes to. You don't even have to even ask if it's His will. Once you know it is a promise from heaven, all you have to do is believe it and ask for it. So I was like, Father, you promised in your word that you'd supply my need, and I need food to feed my family. And I felt in my heart the response that I will fill your cupboards. Now, when you have that, your prayer can change from asking to now praise and thanksgiving. That's faith. Now you're moving in a supernatural ability where you can release the blessing. And as I did that over my house, the next day, someone went shopping, bought too much, and gave me their groceries, and it filled my cupboards. There you go. So now I'm going to bless you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bless every single one of you who is listening. In Jesus' name, devil, I command you to release these souls and let them go. I command the chains of darkness to break off of you right now in the name of Jesus, and spiritual blindness go, that you may see. That you may see the truth, and the truth set you free. Chains of darkness break, devil go. Now, ask God to show you the truth. Ask Him, make yourself real to me. Okay, listen, everybody. I love you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And as always, my friend, the truth really is out there.